Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I'm live on Facebook right now. Matt, didn't you do this on Instagram last time live? I did, but for some reason, they force you to have a vertical phone when you're recording it on your phone. No, sorry, I will not do that. The way I was trained is to have a wide view. I'm even going to fix this view. So you get a little bit of that, you get a little bit of this, and man, Matt, you didn't adjust the camera before you push record? Hey, it's raw and real here on the Matthew Aaron Show. Are you doing good? I'm doing great. Let's dance. Let me know if you can't hear this. Comment down below. This is the song called Everyone by Volak. Once again, the pandemic was fantastic for house music. Oh my goodness. They all were stuck in their homes making great music. So just listen to the music if you can on anchor.fm. But you're able to watch me dance live on Facebook. Why? It's the Matthew Aaron Show. Oh, it's just so good. Here we go. Phenomenal treble. That driving beat. Oh, it's like it's the dirty dark sound. It's just good. That's just good quality house. Okay. Oh, it's just fantastic. Anyway, so instead of me listening to music and you listen to music, I hope your day is going great because we're alive. We're loved by God. It's Sunday. It's Palm Sunday. Let's continue the show. Word of the day. Guys, you got to learn the language that you speak. I speak English, so let's learn another word, okay? You're going to use your words, you're going to lose your words. A day, every single day, there's a word in the English language that dies. Matt, that's horrible. What do you mean? I don't know which one it was today, but it's the one that we haven't been saying. So let's keep this language alive, okay? Liaison is the word of the day. Liaison is a noun. It's spelled L-I-A-I-S-O-N, liaison. Liaison can mean a person who helps organizations or groups to work together and provide information to each other, or a close bond or connection. Let's use it in a sentence. She acts as a liaison between the mayor's office and city schools. The human resource department has a close liaison with employees. Who is your liaison? We all need a liaison. You cannot be your own personal liaison. That does not make any sense unless you have DID. And DID is a serious situation that you need to go to a doctor about, because I may not even know who you're talking to right now. May not even know who you're listening to right now, because it should be a personality here and a personality there. It's pretty crazy. But all that said is you need a liaison in life. You need a liaison to help you through problems, to help you figure out things that you don't understand, to walk you through situations that you've never been in before, or re-walk you through things that you forgot about. Everyone needs a liaison. Liaison is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Let's read what today is. Hear that pure, real excitement that wasn't sarcastic at all in my voice? It's fantastic. National Siblings Day. It's National Siblings Day on April 10th. Each year honors our brothers and sisters. Siblings are our best friends and our worst enemies. Most of the good things that happen to your life have been caused by your siblings. Most of the bad things in your life have been caused by your siblings, either the way that they reacted negatively or positively to what you were doing, whether that you reacted in a negative way, positively or negative. Okay, the interactions, the things that you need in life. Your siblings can be your liaison. You need to find brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why I love me some church. But all that said is your natural siblings or your step-siblings can be great assets to your life. This article goes on to saying, you know, the bad things that they could have done that could have eventually turned out to be good. Mild bullying, mild teasing can help you correct behaviors in the better of directions. You want to reach out to your siblings today. My sibling is her name is Molly, and she's a beautiful mother. I'm so proud of her. I have five nephews, and I'm so blessed to have that in my life. I'm so thankful for the strength of my family. I'm so thankful for the strength of the relationship that I have with my sister. I'm thankful for my stepbrothers. They're beautiful individuals and an asset to my reality. They're smart. They're great. They're wise. They're noble. They're brave. They're needed. And our family is needed. And you're needed. And your family is needed. And your family needs to grow. And your brothers and sisters need to have nieces and nephews, and they need to have cousins, and then everyone just needs to grow. More people. I'm against the overpopulation problem situation. It's not overpopulated. There's just a resource management issue, okay? The resources that we have are not being managed properly, so therefore we think that there's too many people. Your personal assets are not being managed properly. That's why you don't think you can afford to have another kid. I know you can figure it out because I want to see more babies. I want to have babies. I want to see more families. I want to see more growth. I want to see more community growth. Why? Because I want to see strong churches, strong communities, and therefore a strong country. It's just, the way things are, the way things naturally would be. Stop getting in the way, government. Stop getting in the way, darkness. It's so bad. I'm so sick and tired of it. Let's stay positive. National Siblings Day. It's National Farm Animals Day. Moo. Matt, that's not really funny. Or that wasn't that good of a moo. Hey, a cow is a farm animal, okay? Each year on April 10th, National Farm Animals Day focuses attention on the humane care of farm animals. The day also aims to find homes for abandoned and abused farm animals. A variety of animals have been domesticated and raised on farms for food. A part of my family lives out in the boonies, and they do have farm animals. A part of my family lives in the city, and they eat those farm animals. Farm animals are very important. Farm animals are what we need. We need more. We need more families. We need more farm animals. We need a liaison. Woo! Don't you love this? Word of the day, National Day, blending is great. We need a liaison to help us understand the benefit of farm animals. Strong farms, strong families make strong food. I mean, really, what was that? California cheese, happy cows makes happy cheese, I mean, whatever the commercial is. It's because it's true. Happy animals are less stressed, so their meat's going to taste better. Oh, my goodness. Side note. We got a side note here. Side note. Okay, where does ink come from? Mac, shouldn't you have researched this before you started talking about it on your show? Real, live, and raw. Where does ink come from? Can you manufacture it like in a chemical plant? Or are they farming squids and squeezing out their ink? Their ink glands, you know, and a little black ink comes out when they get scared. And then they used to, put that in quills, a little, with a feather and quill and write things because the gravity would affect the motion of the ink coming out of the pen. So I know I should have researched that, but do we farm squids? Let me know if we farm squids. Comment down below, Matthew Rayburn Show. That rhymes. National Encourage a Young Writer Day. Young is a relative statement, but let's read on. Wink. Because my birthday's on Wednesday and I don't feel old at all. Observed each year on April 10th is National Encourage a Young Writer Day. Do you know a young person who has a vivid imagination? Maybe someone who likes to tell stories and reads a lot of books? These may be signs of a great future writer. Encourage them to keep writing. Let them write their own thing. Let them be free. Let their mind expand. Let them be. I just feel like there's too many restrictions on creativity. There's too many restrictions on speaking your mind, political correctness, censorship, whether it be macrally or microly. You can't say that because of culture. So why are you? So they're controlling your thoughts? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what's in my mind and my heart will come out of my mouth. And if I want good things to come out of my mouth, I'm going to put good things in. But if neutral, fake, non-things are said, those are neutral, fake, non-things that are in your heart. So are you a robot? Are you placid? Are you boring? No, you're an individual who's loved and created by God. And you're loved and by me and the Matthew Rayburn Show audience and the kingdom of God. And it goes on and goes on. There's a lot of love in the world. Let's tap into it National Encourage a Young Writer's Day. National Cinnamon Croissant Day. Croissant is French for croissant. It's time to fill the home with warmth on National Cinnamon Croissant Day. Each year, the pastry holiday causes mouth-watering excitement on April 10th. The crescent-shaped dough is filled with sugar, cinnamon, and butter, then rolled and shaped into a greatness, and then, you drizzle a little bit of the frosting on top. Frosting, it seems too thin for frosting, because it's not frosting, it's a glaze. It's powdered sugar and water, which then makes a glaze. If you didn't know that, you got a little cooking here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. I love to cook. I love to cook. I do love to cook. It's good stuff. National Day! Weird news. I love news and I love weird things, and together it creates my favorite segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show, Weird News. Headline, Bizarre UFO Filmed in Israel. So if you watch the video, it gets pretty crazy. There's a lightning slash triangular changing object that's yellowish orange over the skies of Israel with these two orbs swirling around it. You can look at it on coasttocoastam.com and go to their search engine and search for this particular article. Once again, headline, Bizarre UFO Filmed in Israel. Let's read. A very strange video from Israel shows what appears to be a bizarrely shaped glowing object hovering in the sky as astonished witnesses watch the weird aerial anomaly off in the distance. The peculiar scene is said to have been filmed in the city of Hadera at the end of March and popped up online late last week. Alas, as is so often the case with curious footage purportedly showing a UFO, the circumstances surrounding the sightings are scant at best, with only the alleged location of the incident being revealed. Be that as it may, the video is fairly compelling by virtue of the object's decidedly different appearance. Weird. Let's read on. The perplexing footage begins with two witnesses frantically discussing the odd illumination that it situated on the horizon. The clearly confounded individual being behind the camera struggles to get a good view at the object until it finally comes into focus. It is at that point that one can see that the object is quite unusual and may best be described as a stationary lightning bolt that has been split in half. Although even the comparison is not quite on the mark, as a pair of glowing orbs also accompany the bewildering wonder. Interesting and weird. Let's continue. What exactly the object could have been is, of course, a matter of conjecture. While some UFO enthusiasts have posited themselves, I think there was a misnomer or a mistype on here, positioned themselves that it was a form, it was from out of this world and was definitely interstellar. Skeptical viewers have often their own theories for the nature of the UFO, including a reflection, which seems suspect since the witnesses were outside, and the slightly more plausible possibility that the illumination came from a construction crane working in the city that appeared anomalous due to the distance and the time of night. Why is a crane working overnight? I've only seen robotic cranes do that. I don't know. I'm not a safety guy. Can cranes work at night? Well, I would assume with enough light, but there was no other light around this object. And how would a crane make a lightning shape? Doesn't make any sense. I understand maybe swinging lights could be the orbs, maybe. And then, I don't know, look at the video, coasttocoastam.com. What do you think it is? Comment down below. So strange, so real, weird news. It's a thing. It's a thing. Weird news! You've got to fight. You've got to fight to make gains in this world, in your life, in your community. What do you mean fight? Like physically fight on the rarity? I mean fight in the sense of spiritually fight, mentally fight. Get at it. What is your goal? Write it down. That what you wrote down is your enemy. Attack it. Get stoked. Get real about it. You have a lot of debt. You have a lot of money problems. Write it down. Stare it in the face, and you take care of that. You take care of it because it's going to eat you alive mentally, physically, and spiritually. Because you're not going to want to go out because you're so depressed. And then you're not going to go out because you didn't spend money, but then you're not building relationships, which makes you depressed. So it's a spiraling effect that's really negative and bad. If you've got to fight if you want to change your behaviors. Do you have a tic? Do you clear your throat too much? Do you bite your nails? Do you drink too much caffeine? You've got to fight against the tendencies that you have to become a better human, to become a better man, to become a better woman, to become a better individual that can thrive in the world that God created because he wants you to benefit from the life that you're living. You've got to fight. You need a liaison, wink, word of the day, to help you get through that. I will be your liaison because I need a liaison myself. Comment down below. We need to have accountability. We need to have sharing. We need to have people gathering together with the same common goal and move forward in that goal to fight against the darkness, whatever that may be, your temptation to be to procrastinate, your temptation to lie, your temptation to be lazy. No. We need to fight against those things so we can make gains in our community, gains in our life, and gains in our personal situations. Health gains. Are you a glutton? Do you have an eating disorder? Whatever you are on the spectrum, we all need to eat healthier. You need to have at least three colors in each meal. You need to reduce your sugar. You need to reduce your stress. You need to work out a little bit. Maybe not run because that kind of, well, Side note, I've been doing some research on running and how it's not that good for you, but walking is so much better for you because it's the actual pace that your body was created to go at. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. But all that said, lung capacity is needed, of course. A great heart rate is needed, of course. Low blood pressure, the correct amount of cholesterol, of course, all those things are needed. I'm not a doctor. Comment down below. Wink. But I do watch a lot of TV. That said, honesty, I want to be more honest. So that's why I like to do the show live so that just honesty comes out of my mouth. Like I watch too much TV. Cause I just want to be like those people. Not really. There's other things going on in my life. We're getting raw and real here on the Matthew Eberhardt Show. But anyways, you got to fight. So I've got to fight against the tendency to watch too much TV. I've got to fight against the tendency to be so uppity and looking so fancy at church when it's not about looking fancy at church. It's not about that, Matthew. It's about worshiping God and sharing your life with others. So what happens when I get the preachy part of the show is that this information is for me. This information is, if it's helpful, I'm glad it could help you. But normally, it's for me. You got to fight against it. We've all got to fight against the tendency to become lethargic. We need to stay excited about life. We need to stay curious about life. We need to stay positive about life. So let's read the Bible to help us build perspective, because it's always a good idea to read the Bible. It's never not a good idea to not read the Bible. I was trying to say it in the backwards way. The reason we need to stay fighting, the reason we need to stay diligent is because 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It's a real thing. You're going to be devoured by the darkness if you don't fight against it. Well, Matt, I need some tools to help fight against it. Well, the relationship that you build with your fellow liaisons, brothers and sisters in Christ, can help you. There's also literal weapons that you can use. Let's read Ephesians 6, 11 through 18. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. You want to do your best with the best. And so what is the best? Verse 14, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. Okay, you're going to adapt truth in your life. What things are real? What things cannot be denied? What is true? And having to the breastplate of righteousness. You want to increase the righteousness that you have in your life. You want to increase the wisdom. So ask for wisdom, ask for righteousness. Therefore, it will be given unto you. And it'll be like a breastplate, like a chest shield, probably real fancy and shiny or tarnished and tainted. We all have different lives that we live. Wink. It's getting deep. Verse 15, and your feet shod, which is like a foot covering, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Go tell it. Go get excited about it. Go tell people about the gospel of peace. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. This is a shield. Like all those arrows that are getting shot at, like in the movie 300. Very cool movie. All that said is, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is what we're reading. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. That means with a real fervent begging heart, because you mean it, in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. All saints, all believers, all people that consider themselves to be Christians with a relationship with Jesus Christ need to fight back, need to fight, put up a fight. Use the word of God, which is the sword of the Lord, to start lobbing darkness heads off. We need to start removing the darkness in our lives, the negative behaviors, the sin in our lives, and embrace righteousness. So you need to put on the full armor of God so that you can protect yourself from the evil roaring lion, the darkness, the devil. Because you don't want it to be taken over by that. You don't want your family to be taken over by that. You don't want the community to be taken over by that. So promote righteousness, promote God, promote families, promote church. I'm serious. It was laid out to us by our predecessors, even not even that long ago, like 50s and 60s, not even that hard. And then some guac hit the fan here and there historically. But when has the guac not been hitting the fan? We're talking about humans underneath the way things are right now on the earth. And it's like, you know, we're part of the problem as well as we're the only solutions that we have. I'm just thinking of like nine things at the same time, guys. Okay. This is Matthew Eberhardt Show, live and raw and real. So if you're listening on anchor.fm, I thank you so much for your patience. But sometimes when I get excited about Jesus, my relationship, and how I want to see communities grow and families grow in the positive direction, I just get upset when I see things that are against it. When I see lifestyles that are anti-family, when I see governments that don't promote familyhood, when I see that music and culture and media that don't promote being a good dad, being a good mom, growing your family in the positive direction, worshiping a God that created you, that you didn't create yourself, that you need to be humbled and understand that you're part of the big picture, and then that you have a purpose and a real thing to do in your life every single moment, every single day. God bless you. God bless America. You know we need it. You got to fight if you want to make gains in your life. You got to fight. All right, guys, thank you so much once again for listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show. I love you so much. Thank you so much for letting me rant. Thank you so much for letting me talk about my family and my community and how I want it to grow in a positive direction. I'm so thankful for you listening and watching the show. Yes, this tie is 20 years old, and when you look at it, it's like it's still so fly. Let's dance. Oh. I love house music. I love EDM. I don't care who knows. I want the whole world to know. That's why I'm recording it right now live on Facebook. Once again, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Matthew Rayburn Show. Palm Sunday, baby. Go to church.